All
right, let me turn then to Christina McInnay from Unison. What do you think is the solution to this?
In some ways, we support what Derek's saying and what other organisations are saying, in the sense all roads lead back to Downing Street, because it is about funding for local government and funding for social care. That's been drastically cut in the past sort of 7 years and is expected to continue to be cut, so that's had a massive impact. But on the other hand, we first took this case, I think, back in 2013, so you know, charities and other providers have known for some time that this was an issue, and some organisations have been paying it since sort of 2014, when we got the first Employment Appeal Tribunal decision. So it's been there a long time. We've been campaigning for it a long time. You know, our argument has always been that when you bid for a contract, it should be on the basis that you can pay staff for every hour that they work, and that includes sleeping.
Regardless of whether the person is sitting at someone's bedside all night, having to care for them through the night, or they are asleep, perhaps even in another room with a monitor. For you, there is no... A carer might have a totally undisturbed night of sleep, but you think that should be paid at exactly the same per hour as the kind where you're sitting up with someone?
Well, we would, although that's not actually what's happening. All that's happening at the moment is that they're getting paid the equivalent of the minimum wage for those hours, and yeah, it is exactly the same, because they can't choose to leave. They can't pop home to see their family, they can't pop out, they can't, you know, they can't decide to nick down to the pub or whatever. If they do leave, they would be disciplined or possibly dismissed from their job. So it is very much a job, and people should be getting paid to actually be there. And they do get up during the night to care for people, take them to the toilet, look after people when they're distressed. And they are a responsible adult in a home where they're looking after people.